you for it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Again, thank you, JJ. That was awesome. Praise God. He's going to be back up in a little while here as we begin to minister to folks. I want to minister the word to you for a little bit, because that was the pattern of Jesus, as we'll see. The Bible says he went around teaching and preaching and healing. The teaching and the preaching came before the healing. Amen. And we'll see why the teaching and the preaching is necessary as we go through these scriptures. So Mark chapter 5 is where we're going to start tonight. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for every person here. And I pray that not one of us will leave the same way that we came, that not one of us would leave untouched by your power in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe that your power is present to heal the sick tonight. We thank you, Father, that you confirm your word tonight in Jesus' name, and you stretch out your hand to heal. We thank you for it. And I pray, Father, and I thank you that every heart would be open and receptive, and we'll reach out to you in faith and receive our miracle and receive our healing tonight. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So Mark chapter 5 is where we're going to go. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, and we're going to look at a couple of different examples in Scripture of people that were healed by Jesus and how they received their healing. Because the reason these things are written down in the Scripture is to instruct us. Amen. It's not written just to fill up space, and it's not written for us to say, oh, look what God did back then. These things are written to encourage us that if God did it for them, he will do it for us today. Amen? So this is the woman with the issue of blood. Maybe you've heard about her. Maybe you're familiar with this account in Scripture. But Mark 5 and verse 25, it says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I should be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So let's break this down. This woman, the Bible says that she had this condition for 12 years. So she'd been sick a long time. She'd had this flow of blood for 12 years. She was no better. She was getting worse. But then something happened. The course of her life changed. She heard about Jesus. Amen. She'd been sick for 12 years. She'd spent all of her money. She'd been going to the doctors. They meant well, I'm sure. They tried to help her, I'm sure. But the Bible says she suffered many things from many physicians. And so she was not getting any better. She was getting worse. They didn't know. They tried everything they knew, and it wasn't helping her. She was getting worse and worse. We could say she was a hopeless case, according to the world, but not according to God. Amen? She heard about Jesus. And then when she heard about Jesus, here's what she said. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. So what did she hear? What did she hear about Jesus to cause her, to motivate her to be so certain and to be so absolute? As you know, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. Here she is, 12 years in this condition. I'm sure she felt hopeless. I'm sure she felt like there was no hope for her. She's tried everything, but she hears about Jesus, and she doesn't say, oh, well, maybe I'll try that. She says, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. What did she hear? What have you heard about Jesus? Have you heard about the real Jesus? See, unfortunately, throughout the generations, a lot of times we've had a the real Jesus has been mixed in with traditions of men that say, oh, well, you know, it might not be God's will to heal you. Oh, well, it might be God's will, you know, that you keep this. He might be doing something to perfect you, or you might be suffering this to glorify him. Do you think if that woman had heard a message like that, that she would have had the certainty to say, if I touch his clothes, I'll be well? Don't you think if she'd heard a message like that, she would have probably questioned and thought, well, you know, it has been 12 years. I mean, if it was God's will to heal me, I'm sure it would have been healed by now. Don't you think she would have thought, oh, well, maybe God has put this on me to teach me a lesson. I sure wonder what it is. I've been trying to figure it out for 12 years, and I hadn't figured it out yet. No, that wasn't the message that she heard. She heard the truth about Jesus. Do you want to hear the truth about Jesus tonight? Here's what the truth is about Jesus. Acts 10:38 is the truth about Jesus. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and what else? Healing who?
All.
Who?
All.
Healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus healed all who were oppressed by the devil. So this verse reveals a lot. Sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. It's not from God. Amen? Jesus went about healing all. He didn't. There was not anyone that he refused to heal. There was not anyone that he said, I'm sorry, you know, I can't help you. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Either he did that or Peter lied here. Peter was speaking here. That's what's recorded in Acts 10:38. Well, I believe Peter was speaking by inspiration of the Spirit of God. And Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, was writing by the inspiration of the Spirit of God when these words were written down and put in the book of Acts and found their way into the Bible. These are words of truth. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Amen? All right. And here's another thing about Jesus. Matthew, we could take all evening and go through the Gospels and through the book of Acts, and just almost on every page in every chapter, we could see healing. Amen. In Matthew 4 and verse 23, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Amen. That's what the real Jesus does. Amen. Verse 24, then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. All of them. It says they brought to him all sick people, and he healed them. It doesn't say he turned any away. And this verse, in John 6 and verse 38, it says, Jesus testifying about himself, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Everything that Jesus did was an expression of the will of God. Amen. Jesus never turned anyone away. Jesus never refused to heal anyone. Jesus healed all who came to him, all who sought him for healing. He never turned anyone away. What's he doing? He is expressing and he is revealing the will of God. It is God's will to heal. Amen. Amen. Thank God. So that's the real Jesus. And that's the Jesus that the woman with the issue of blood heard about. Amen. And you know, this Jesus hasn't changed. He didn't used to do that. He still does it. Hebrews 13 and verse 8 tells us this. It says Jesus Christ is what?
Same.
The same. When? Yesterday. Today. And forever. Would today mean September the 28th, 2022? It would, wouldn't it? Whatever day that we're living in, that's today, right? Amen. And so Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, he's still doing that. He's still doing that. Amen? And he'll keep doing that. until he comes again. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a healer. And that's, again, that's the Jesus that this woman with the issue of blood heard about. That's why she could be so positive. That's why she could be so confident. That's why she could say without hesitation, if only I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. Even though she had suffered for 12 years. Amen. So let's look at what happened to her. So this woman, what happened is when she heard about Jesus, Bible says in verse 27 of Mark 5, when she heard about Jesus. Well, what happened when she heard about Jesus? Well, faith came. Faith came into her heart when she heard about Jesus. And you know what? When you hear about the real Jesus, like I've just told you about in these brief scriptures, when you hear about the real Jesus, you know what happens on the inside of you? Faith comes. Faith comes. Amen. So faith came into her heart to be healed because she heard about the real Jesus. She heard what he was doing. She heard that he healed all sick people. She heard that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. She was hearing the report about the miracles and about what was happening. And she obviously was hearing the report. You know, he doesn't turn anyone away. He healed everybody in the crowd last week. She heard something like that. Well, if he did that, he'll heal me, even me. Even me that I've suffered for 12 years and I'm not getting any better, but I'm getting worse. And all of a sudden, her hopelessness was turned to hope. And all of a sudden, faith came in her heart. Amen? And when you hear the truth about Jesus, faith will come in your heart too. Amen? When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I should be made well. So she heard and she believed. She said and she did. She said, if only I may touch his clothes, I'll be made well. And again, she was certain. She was convinced of that. And then she acted. She came behind him in the crowd and touched him. So she heard. By the way, the title of the message tonight is Hear, Believe, Receive. So she heard about Jesus and she believed. And her believing then was demonstrated because faith, believing, is an action. Amen. It's not just a mental agreement to something. It's an action. Amen. And so she heard and she believed, and she by her and her believing was demonstrated. Her faith was released. We could say it that way. Her believing was demonstrated. Or we can say her faith was released. You know, you can have faith in your heart, but that faith has to be released. And the way our faith is released is by our words and by our actions. And so she began to release her faith. When she heard about Jesus, she began to say, if I touch his clothes, I shall be well. And she started walking through her kitchen saying, you know, if I touch his clothes, I'll be well. You know what? If I touch his clothes, I'll be well. And all of a sudden she thought, what am I doing standing here in my kitchen? I'm going to go to where he's at. I hear he's just down the street. And so she works her way through the crowd. She's not even supposed to be out in public in her condition with the issue of blood. She's obviously very weakened. You know, she's had this flow of blood for 12 years. She's obviously very weakened. But she gets to Jesus. She presses her way through the crowd, and she touches his clothes. And here's what happened. In verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, you see the multitude throng. Remember, Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house. Just before the woman with the issue of blood shows up, a ruler of the synagogue named Jairus comes to Jesus. His daughter is at the point of death. And he comes to Jesus and he said, my daughter's lying at the point of death, but you come and lay your hands on her and she will be healed and she will live. Again, he's declaring his faith. Amen. So they're on their way in a big crowd. There's a great crowd going along with him because Jairus was very well known. And so while they're on the way, then this woman with the issue of blood comes in. And so she works her way through the crowd. There's a massive crowd around. You ever been in a crowd like that where you can't move, where people, maybe you're trying to, you know, get into, maybe it's, you know, what is this? It's almost October. Next month is what? After October. November. Come on, people. All right. November. Does anybody know what happens the day after Thanksgiving? I know everything's changed with online buying now, but used to be, remember back, did anybody ever go, most of us probably too smart to do that. But some of us have probably gone shopping on Black Friday. Remember getting there before the store opened and you're waiting for the door to open? And I'm trying to give you a picture of what this is like to the crowd all around Jesus. You know, you're so tight there. And so all kinds of people are touching him and jostling him as he's making his way to Jairus' house. But all of a sudden, this woman with the issue of blood breaks through and touches his clothes. And immediately, she feels in her body that she's healed, but he feels something. He is conscious of power or virtue flowing out of him. Now, up to this moment, Jesus was not even aware that the woman was around. Because he said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said, "Well, duh, you know, about 1,000 people." But he realized somebody had touched him differently. See, you can be all around Jesus and not receive anything. We have to learn to exercise the principles of faith, the principles that this woman exercised in order to receive from him. Amen? And he's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, some people, you can be all around him and not draw the healing power out of him. And some people would walk away and say, "Well, see, I told you healing's not for everybody. I was around Jesus and I didn't get anything." People that were around him that day. Huh? What do you mean she touched him and she was healed? I touched him. I didn't get anything. See, you can be all around him. If you just touch him just to be touching him, you're not going to get anything. But she touched him with faith. She said, "If I touch his clothes, I should be made well." Amen. And he wasn't even aware of it until she touched it. So here's another truth that we see, another principle that we see. Jesus did not initiate this healing. She did. She initiated her own healing. Well, if she initiated her healing, you can initiate your healing. Amen. You can plug in to the power of God. Amen. And see, Jesus, the power was turned on. Jesus, you know, didn't have to turn the switch on for his power. It was already on. Anybody that would have touched him in faith would have gotten healed because the power was on. Amen. She plugged into it. Amen. Praise God. How did this happen? Well, Jesus said in verse 34, he said to her, "Daughter, my power has made you well." Well, it was his power, obviously, certainly, but that wasn't the deciding factor. His power was turned on, but she plugged into it. Amen. You know, this building, we've got outlets all around on the walls here. And if you wanted to, you know, operate a fan or a little portable, you know, a little heater, a little electric heater, depending on the temperature. I know this morning we needed the heater. This afternoon we needed the fan, right? It's that time of year. But if you wanted to plug it in, just because there's power in here, that fan won't work unless you plug it in, right? And just because God's power is present and available, it won't be made manifest in your life unless you plug into it. Amen. And the way we plug into it is faith. The way we plug into it is just like this woman did. If I touch his clothes, I shall be made well. So she said it, and then she acted her faith. She believed that the moment she touched him, she believed at that moment she'd be healed. And guess what? She was. She was. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Let's look at another account in Scripture. This is in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 14. And we're kind of picking it up in the middle of a thought here, but this is the account of Paul, and the people traveling with him were traveling and preaching. In Acts 14 and verse 7, we'll start there. It says, and they were preaching the gospel there. And there, it says in the previous verses, were the cities of Iconium and Lystra. Those were regions and areas, and they were preaching in those cities in Iconium and Lystra. And verse 8 says, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Now, what was Paul speaking? Well, we know in verse 7 it says they were preaching the gospel. Amen. And here's a crippled man. Notice it says he's... go back to verse 8 there for a second, Curtis. It says this crippled man, he was crippled from his mother's womb and he had never walked. He'd been a cripple from birth. And again, now he's a grown man. So we're not talking about 12 years. We're probably talking about 20 years or more. And he's crippled and he's never walked. And if there's anybody that would be in a hopeless condition or situation, it's this man, right? But the man, look at verse 9 again. This man heard Paul speaking. And again, what was Paul speaking? The gospel. Paul was speaking the gospel. And so back to verse 9. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. Where did that come from? It came from hearing Paul speak, and what Paul was speaking was the gospel. Now again, this man's crippled from birth. If Paul was preaching, oh well, yeah, we do know that God can heal, but you know, most of that's passed away, and he might heal you today, and he might not. You know, if it's his will, he will, and if it's not, he won't. Do you think that man would have had faith to be healed? He would have been the first one to cross himself off the lid. Well, surely it's not for me. It had to be such a positive message. It had to be such a convincing. It's God's with the gospel. Healing is part of the gospel. It's not some side issue. Well, we don't really say too much about healing. We're focused on people hearing the gospel. Wait a minute. Yes, I know the number one part of the gospel is salvation from sin. Absolutely. But Jesus didn't just die for our sins on the cross. He paid for our healing there as well. That's the good news. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. All in one deal, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. So he hears Paul speaking the gospel, and Paul observes and sees. I believe he picked it up in his spirit. I don't know how else you would have seen it, but he saw that the man had faith to be healed. All right? So he hears the gospel, and faith comes into his heart. Amen. Because faith comes when you hear. The woman. See, notice the connection between this man and the woman with the issue of blood. When she heard about Jesus, a true report about Jesus, faith came. She said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. Faith came when she heard about Jesus. This man, when he heard the gospel, when he heard what Jesus had done in his death and burial and resurrection and provided for us, faith came into his heart, faith to be healed. But notice, watch this now. He's got faith to be healed, but he's still sitting there crippled. Again, what has to happen? Faith has to be released. Our faith has to be released. In order for us to receive, our faith has to be released. Amen. And so here's what happened. Paul, observing him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up, straight on your feet. And the man leaped and walked. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Paul is helping this man. Why did he tell him, stand up on your feet? Now, what if the man had said, you know, I would like to, but don't you see that I'm crippled? And let me tell you my story. I've been crippled from birth. You know, sometimes we, and God is compassionate, and sometimes we do need to, you know, need people to listen to us, but sometimes we get so used to rehearsing our story of doom and gloom and woe is me, that we talk ourselves right out of faith and back into unbelief. And again, I'm not saying it's, you know, that we shouldn't have people that we can confide in. I'm not saying it's wrong to go to counsel. I believe in all of that. But yet, right on the other hand, this man didn't reason. Faith had come into his heart. Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. The man was ready to go. I mean, oh yeah, I'm ready. And so Paul had to help him though. Paul said, "Stand up." And so instead of questioning, instead of reasoning, he said, "Well, yeah, I believe I'm healed. I'm going to." And he leaped and walked. Hallelujah. He leaped and walked. Well, we know this. What now? God can heal by a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit that really go beyond the individual's faith. But we know it was this man's faith because the Bible says he had faith to be healed. Amen. And so he leaped and walked. What did he do? Paul was helping him to release his faith. When he started to get up, that was his faith being released. And when he started to get up, he just kept going. That was kind of a mini rapture. He starts getting up and he's got, whoo, the strength comes in, and I don't know how far off the ground he leaped, but he leaped up and then he started walking perfectly. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Let's go to Romans 10 and let's see the anatomy of this, about how faith works and about how this works. And then we'll wrap this up. Praise God. Romans 10, verse 13, and JJ, you can go ahead and come on back up if you would. Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the word salvation, you understand, doesn't just mean saved from sin. The word saved there also means delivered. It also means healed. It also means protected. Amen? "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed?" See, you can call on Jesus to be your Savior from sin. And again, that's number one. That's most important. You can call on him to do that and believe him for that and never ever call on him for your healing. See, a lot of people have heard that Jesus wants to save you from sin, and thank God. And they call on him as Savior from sin, but they've not heard and they don't understand that they can also call on him to heal them. And so they don't. All right? And he says, "How shall they call on him of whom they've not believed?" If you don't believe that he's your healer, then you won't call on him to heal you. Amen? "And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard?" A lot of people haven't heard that it's God's will to heal, that Jesus wants to heal. And so they've not called on him because they've not heard. "And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.'" Hallelujah. The gospel is good news. Paul was preaching good news that day in Lystra. The woman with the issue of blood, her neighbor or someone came by with good news about Jesus. Hallelujah. When it says a preacher here, it doesn't mean somebody standing on a platform, you know, that with an ordination certificate in their pocket. It's talking about anyone that will proclaim the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can't hear unless the gospel is proclaimed. And we can't believe if we've not heard. So the progression is the gospel is proclaimed. And when the gospel is proclaimed, what happens? Faith comes. And when faith comes, then we can call on the name of the Lord. And when we call, we're saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Because no one will call until they believe. So if you've got faith, if you believe, then you can call. And it's automatic. When you call, you're saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord for salvation from sin shall be saved from sin. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord for healing shall be healed in their body. Amen? Everything that Jesus provided. Praise God. Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So again, the progression is hear, believe, call. That's your faith in action. Hear, believe, call, and be saved. Hear, believe, call, and be healed. Hallelujah. Mark 11:24, I want to close with this one right now. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. When do we believe that we receive them? When we pray. When we pray. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Well, for those things there, he said whatever things, but let's put healing in there. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing, healing, that you ask when you pray, believe that you receive healing, and you will have healing. So when do I believe that I receive my healing? When I pray. When I ask. When I pray. I believe that I receive it that moment. And when will I have it? After I believe that I receive it. The woman with the issue of blood knew the moment she touched Jesus' garment, she knew at that moment she was healed. She knew at that moment when she touched him, that was her point of contact. At that moment when she touched him with his garment, she knew that's it. And then she felt in her body. She didn't believe it after she felt it. She already believed it. Amen? She believed it was done. She said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. Well, she touched it. So she said, that's it, I'm well. Ooh, and then she felt it. A lot of times we want to feel it before we believe it. But that's not faith. Amen? Faith is believing it before you feel it. But if you'll believe it before you feel it, you will feel it. Believe that you receive it, and you will have it. You shall have it. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise God. Well, I want to minister to you if you need healing in your body. I want to minister to you through the laying on of hands. And I'm going to lay hands on you as the Scripture tells us to do. The Bible says in Mark 16, Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. I believe that when I lay hands on you, I believe the healing power of God will go into you. Hallelujah. Whether you physically feel it or not, I believe it will go into you. And I want to encourage you, the moment I lay hands on you, let that be your point of contact. Like the woman with the issue of blood, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made well. The moment I lay hands on you, at that moment, believe, I receive my healing. I receive my healing. It's done. It's mine. So if you need healing, I want you to make your way up here. You can gather either on this side or on either side of the platform here on